All right, hello. I'm back after 7 months or something like that, but that's okay. I am starting new and fresh. I realized that what I was doing wasn't really what I wanted to do. It was more of just like a temporary thing. It wasn't very sustainable. So if you're listening to this, thank you for coming back. I'm going to explain in detail what the new podcast is going to be about, and if you're interested, then keep listening. So basically, what I've always wanted to be is an entrepreneur. I always wanted to have my own company, and that is what I'm going to base this new podcast around. I'm still going to name it Fun Dumb Minds just because it's still a good name I like. I think every idea can be a fun idea, it can be a dumb idea, but you can still turn it into something. So everybody has a million-dollar idea, just not everyone acts upon it. So that's what I'm going to try to be doing. I'm going to take you through the process of my new company that I'm starting from scratch. It's not acting like I'm some big shot, I'm saying new company. It's going to take forever to get product and stuff like that. But it would just it's if you're interested in seeing the beginning parts of starting a startup, then this is the podcast for you. The guidelines for it, I'm going to make it really short. I've already gone almost 2 minutes. So it's going to be max, like absolute max, 25 minutes. I'm going to try to go under 20 every single podcast. And it's going to be segmented, going to be taking you through the ups and downs of the company, what's really hard right now, and what is going well. Celebrate a couple of things. So, with that being said, thanks for listening on this random podcast. So I appreciate it. So what I'm going to start by saying is that my company is named Lumberjack. What Lumberjack is a men's specifically health and wellness company that's going to mostly focus on your cardiovascular and mental health. Two of those things are a very prominent issue, especially heart health in men. And it is talked about, but I think it needs to just be a thing that literally every guy thinks about, It's women are great at knowing the issues that plague women even whenever they get older and they take action on it. And a lot of the times that results in success in their health. Men, on the other hand, we just like to rub some dirt on it. So I don't agree with that stance at all, and I want to kind of change that mentality. So that's what Lumberjack is. Why is it named Lumberjack? I mean, it's for the obvious reasons, just, a lumberjack, what do you think of? It's just, a super manly guy. It's just a little play on it being men focused, basically. So I like the name. Quick and simple, easier to remember. I think Lumberjack is a great name. So I'm going to mostly so what Lumberjack is going to mostly be focusing on are those two issues. I would like to expand into others, but I think it's important to really set in stone your initial attack on what you need done and what you need to focus on. So I'm going to focus on those two things, and then I would like to spread off into a couple of more things. Like, around the age of 30 is whenever most men start to increasingly lose testosterone in their body. And there are, those off the shelf like T boosters and stuff, and a lot of that stuff is just like nothing. It does not work. It's not something that you should be taking. It doesn't do anything for you. So, everything is very clinically produced and stuff. And we need to focus more on the natural remedies and more of the vitamins and nutrients and minerals that you need in your body for daily life to keep everything up and running and healthy. So that is what I'm going to be focusing on, is more, less prescription medication and more natural remedies in a vitamin form. It's not going to be, you're just going to send you food and stuff, like, not like that. It's going to be in a vitamin form. And I think that there are, you know, there are some companies out there that are doing this. I know there's one called Roman, like Get Roman. They are a self-proclaimed like health clinic for men, online health clinic for men. And they do focus on a lot of things, but I would really like to narrow down on the heart and mental health aspect. Not a lot of companies are doing the mental cognitive ability, like nootropics and stuff like that. Besides, really, I know Onnit does a lot of like, if you ever listen to Joe Rogan, he talks a lot about Onnit and nootropics and what helps your cognitive function and focus and stuff like that. So anyways, I'm going to have these segmented every single time, and pretty much it's going to be kind of like a question to me about my company, and I'm going to be taking you through it as well. So my next area I'd like to talk about says, what are you specifically trying to solve? And I know I talked a long time just now about pretty much that, but specifically, I want to increase men's health and wellness through more natural remedies, daily remedies, not a all or nothing prescription medication, including blood pressure, cholesterol, you know, you want natural fats to keep your heart pumping. I would like to solve the education issue that men have with their issues. It's becoming a little, it's becoming more mainstream, but there's always room for improvement. So who would Lumberjack's customers be? I don't want to make it too big of a age demographic. So I'll say, I would say upper 20s. So I'm going to say 20, someone who's 27 to around my main demographic, 27 to 45, I think would be a great age demographic. You can still reach a lot of those people on social media. They're very still tech savvy, use the internet every day. Obviously, who doesn't? But they, that age demographic uses it more than those who maybe are 60s plus. So that would be a great marketing strategy to use, social media advertising. And, you know, Google AdWords are still good, but the gem really right now is still in social media advertising for sure. And you can specifically target those ages and that age range. More specifically, it would be obviously men in that age range. Men who have a history of family illnesses in heart health or mental health, or in the expansion areas that I would like to go into one day. They specifically, my family has these issues. Not going to get into specifics, I guess, but my, you know, older relatives, a lot of them actually suffer from a lot of mental illnesses, like including, you know, like dementia and Alzheimer's, or however you say that, Alzheimer's. And also, you know, heart issues. My grandpa has had a heart attack. My dad had it was a heart attack. I don't know if it was a full-fledged heart attack. They're still alive, but sorry, I should have said that before. But, they've had spasms, I guess would be a better word, and cholesterol issues, blood pressure issues. So it does have a personal touch to me, and that's why I did think of this product. Let me go backtrack a little bit to what are you specifically trying to solve. I forgot to say, sorry if I'm going a little crazy. This is the amount of practice. It's been a long time since I recorded a podcast. But what are you specifically trying to solve? Another main thing I wanted to really solve was I want to have just simplicity. You know, you're told to take all these vitamins, all these minerals, eat these foods. You're taking fish oil. You don't know why. I'm looking to solve that issue. You know, have very simple, clear instructions on why you are taking these and directions on why you were taking these. Very simple and clear ingredients in each pill. Maybe when to take the pill, when to not take the pill, you know, it's not all, I don't want it all to be pill based, you know. I would like to have powders and mixes and stuff. I'm not looking to be a supplement company, even though it sounds like it. I do want it to be health and wellness. I don't want it to be pre-workout and creatine, and nothing wrong with that. I just don't, there's how many of those companies do you know? It's insane. And I'm just not interested in that kind of thing. So I first and foremost will always make sure that it is known as a health and wellness, company, that you don't take for working out. You know, it's not pre-workout or proteins or anything like that. So that was the me backtracking to see, to talk about what I'm specifically trying to solve. So there's a question here that says, what business are we in? My business, we are in the health and wellness industry. I'm in the business of men's health. Yeah, that's what I would say. And this is pretty candid right now. I recently had another I'll talk about it at the end of the podcast, so I won't explain it yet. So the business that we are in, yeah, men's health. What do your customers value? What do men value? What would men value in a company that tells them that you need to take these vitamins, these minerals, and you will greatly reduce your chances of having any heart conditions or problems. You will increase your cognitive ability, be more focused, be more perform better naturally, you know, not have low energy. What would a man value in that? What would they need? They would need, like I said, simplicity. Men are simple. We're simple guys. You give us what we need, we take it, you know? I'm not going to go searching up and down the aisles for something. I'm just, boom, right there. It says it. So simplicity is definitely something that they would value. I think that is really the major key factor. Simplicity and convenience. If you can nail down those two things, you know, ship them straight to their door. Very simple and smooth online website to where you can find what you need. You know, put through a questionnaire. You answer these questions, and now you have vitamins and supplements, I guess. I don't want to say supplements because that sounds like a supplement company, but I digress. But anyways, convenience, simplicity, this sounds silly, but there has to be a cool factor to it. You know, it's not the coolest thing to, people care about that kind of, if it's cool packaging and stuff, people really care. So those, I would say customers value that the most. Simplicity, convenience, a nice modern finish to it. Kind of a new take on how to keep your body healthy through more more natural remedies. I think that's also another thing they would value a lot, is the fact that I'm not prescribing you something like you're a crazy person. I'm giving you this. I'm giving you the chance to take this every day or every other day and increase your health, you know. What are your short and long-term goals? What are our short and long-term goals for Lumberjack? Short-term, I'll say in this next year, I would love to have a fully-fledged prototype package in the next maybe 4 months would be good, to have a package of both heart and mental health vitamins in a package. And I would say, to add to that, be able really just to have the capital to order a shipment and advertise it to men through social media marketing, and really just try to get my first, you know, 500 customers, or that's a big number, so I'll go 100. My first 100 customers by end of the year, that would be amazing. That would be really, really amazing, honestly. And a long-term goal for Lumberjack, I say, really, I mean, turn it into a fully, you know, full-fledged business. I have no problem working for the man. I know on my past podcast, I was talking about how I never want to work for the man and stuff like that. And I mean that still, but I understand you got to put in your time, and I'm totally fine with that. Yeah, turn it into a full-fledged business. Have it be a staple in the men's health industry, you know? Whenever you think of what you need to take for your heart, your brain, your bone health, your testosterone health, daily vitamin, you'd think of a Lumberjack. So I think that those are going to conclude the questions I'm going to do today. It's pretty on time. I'm at 18 minutes, so the last 2 minutes. I was going to say, this is very candid, because I had an idea that was called Help Kit. It was a nonprofit that I was going to provide more nutritious foods for the homeless population here in Kansas City. As you know, because of the food deserts that we have, everybody has food deserts. I'm in a program called eScholars that helps us with these ventures, and we did a mentor madness where I met with about 20 mentors and pitched my idea, and it was really shaky. It was 50-50 with how they liked it. You know, nonprofits don't make any money, so I still like the idea, you know, and I still want to do it one day. I would like to have it be an extension of a company. That's a better idea, you know. Taking foods that are quote unquote expired from wholesale grocery stores and reselling it to nonprofits and giving them out to you know, those in poverty, those that aren't starving but need better food. So that's on the back burner. Lumberjack is the first idea. I mean, the first go, you know, that's what I'm really trying to produce here. I will see you every single, I believe, Tuesday and Friday. I'm going to put up 2 a week, 2 short 20-minute ones. And thank you very much for listening to me again, if you are. I will see you on Friday.